You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Some of my favorite memes actually came from the inauguration yesterday. I mean, Bernie Sanders looks like a guy that just sits outside in Vermont. Is that where he's from? Vermont? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks like a guy that just sits outside in Vermont. But the picture of him at the inauguration with his legs crossed and hands folded over his lap in mittens, they were so funny.
And now, so fast, too.
I know. People are so quick to Photoshop him into other scenes and stuff like that. But it was definitely one of the highlights. A lot of people didn't enjoy Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace. He comes out with a cowboy hat and creased jeans. Bit of a look. I mean, yeah, it's a look.
It's his look.
Mm-hmm. You really got to commit to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Not my preference when it comes to an inauguration.
Yeah, J-Lo, I thought, sounded pretty good. I was surprised. You don't really consider J-Lo to be like an Adele-type singer, but she held her own. She did America the Beautiful, and it was not bad. She looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. She always does.
Yeah.
My dad is a big J-Lo fan.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I like her. You know, she can dance. She can sing. And let me tell you something. She's hot. My dad. Everybody knows J-Lo's hot. Yeah. But I like her.
Yeah, she's known. I like her. She's known for being hot.
Yeah. But to him, that was just like an added bonus.
Does he know that she can act and she's been in movies?
No, probably not. He has no idea. He's like, it was like I was the first person he's ever talked to. And he's like a genuine fan. He's like, she can sing? She can dance? And let me tell you something. She's hot. Jennifer Lopez has been in pop culture for 25 years. I am well aware of all the things.
Meet your dad. What do you call it? Hilarious.
It's a triple threat. Yeah. Look, that is just triple threat.
Wait till he finds out he can see her in movies.
I know. Yeah. He's like, oh my God, she's on TV all the time. At least I don't know how he found out.
At least he doesn't call women he finds attractive foxes anymore.
Cher.
Yeah.
Cher is a fox. She's 72 years old, whatever she is. I don't care. She's a fox. Where'd you see Cher? I'm sorry, she was on TV or something. I don't know.
A fox.
But she was around when I was a kid. I'm like, I know how old Cher is. I know your relationship to her. But yeah, him just finding out about J-Lo in 2020 was just great. Yeah, and she's hot.
Was it kind of like the day that he was breaking this news to you about this new chicken sandwich he had from Popeye's?
Yeah, have you heard? This was like a month ago. He goes, have you heard of Popeye's chicken sandwich? I had one for lunch today at work. I was in Burlington. And I stopped by. I never go to Popeye's, but I got their chicken sandwich, B. Dude. It's incredible. I know. People have been like getting into fights. Like it's like a big pop culture thing.
If you ever get a chance to try it.
If you ever go, it's got the bread, the chicken, they put pickles on it, and I think maybe like a mayo. I'm like, dang. But I let him talk. You let him talk. He's getting old. You know,
yeah.
I'm just happy he's talking about something he's enjoying. So
didn't you have
to
point out to him? Yeah, people have gotten shot over it. What?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to sound like I'm already in the know, so I'm like acting surprised. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to try this thing. Because, you know, what? Popeye's chicken sandwich. Freaking delicious. Yeah, he's like just really, you know, genuinely thrilled with the world at the moment, especially J-Lo. And they pulled a Powerball winning number. I think the person won $700 million or something like that. But you're not out of luck yet. There's a Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And the jackpot is up to $970 million.
Why is it tomorrow night?
Oh,
is that when they normally do it?
Yeah.
They don't do both of them on Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know much about the Mega Millions, but I'm about to get to know it.
All right, well, I bought Mega Millions tickets and Powerball tickets yesterday because Ever since I backed into show business, I've become a man of above average means. So I could buy both lottery tickets for both lotteries.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to win that tomorrow night then.
Cash option, $716.3 million, means your take home is about $500 million.
It's criminal.
I would have not a worry in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's criminal that the government takes that much of it.
What is it, 40%?
Yeah.
You want
to? I thought it was over 50 for some reason. But
it went, maybe that that's crazy. I think the government gets 40 or 41%, something like that. Just to show you how important a factor this is in my life, I texted Amanda a minute ago. I said, hey, we didn't win the Powerball, but Mega Millions is Friday night. It's $970 million. The lump sum is $750 million, I think. And her response, baby, our life is so good the way it is without it. I love you. Have a great morning. Oh. My response was, don't be dumb, baby. All my worries go away. I love you, but let's don't be stupid.
Yeah. Y'all hit it and see where our ideas go.
That's right.
You better win that.
Yeah. You got to keep it quiet for a while. That'd be the hardest thing, to be showing up every day, not telling y'all yet that, but guess what? Yeah,
you ought to turn that on her next time she asks for something. Like when she says, oh, I need a new car. I don't want this baby. Our life is perfect without it.
Yeah.
But we don't need it.
I felt bad. I'm like, what a wonderful, sweet thing to say. Yeah. And my response is like, let's don't be dumb. Let's go for this cash.
She didn't mean it, though. You can always rest in that.
Stop.
She's just trying to play you. That's all they do, especially in the first year.
Who's they?
The wives.
Okay.
They just try to play you. That's all they do.
On Geppetto.
That's not true.
It's not?
No.
How many times have you been married for 1 year?
None. Okay, but still.
So there. El Marido.
I think it's so sweet you getting choked up about the Powerball.
It's just everything to me.
It's everything to me.
Everything, Riggs.
I can't. If I win that Powerball, life is going to change.
Riggs, maybe life would change so much.
I wake up in the middle of the night. I wake up in the middle of the night worrying about money. You know what I wouldn't do anymore? Wake up in the middle of the night worrying about money because I can afford the best drugs known to man.
Oh, my God.
I would be out like a light every night.
And an even younger wife.
Yeah. Imagine
she's gonna think that's funny.
Yeah. She'll love that.
She did point out the other day, TJ, that she is not super fond of you referring to her as Ace's second wife.
She doesn't like that.
Oh, I didn't know that she had a war on the truth.
That's what it is.
Well, Ace called you her first husband.
Riggins.
Riggins did. I bet she didn't mind that.
I don't know if she's heard that yet.
Hmm. Oh, you could drag me into this.
Because you're sitting there.
Yeah, whatever. All those things are now trending.
Oh, we're late.
Yeah, we're running way late. But we have a story that Alexis has some haters, like genuine haters. And Riggins is the only one that knows the story. So it may take a little while to unfold, especially since we're running so late. The next segment will be a little shorter. But we'll get it all in. It's coming up next.
Elite podcasters use RadioButtonNetwork.com to find all their podcast resources. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free,
so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Is the Ace and TJ Show. Alexa, Siri, hey Google, we're voice ready on all devices. Just say, play Ace and TJ and hear our show live or on demand. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app, available at iTunes and Google Play.
So this morning, early in the show, we were talking about Ace mentioning that he didn't always believe when women on social media put out stuff for all their haters, that they really have that many haters.
Just seems like a lot.
And in the conversation, we found out that Alexis has some genuine haters. Is it more than one or just one in particular?
There's a couple out there, but one that stands out.
And evidently, this is really getting to her because she confided in Riggins yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Tell the whole story.
Yeah.
I was looking for advice.
And I'm sure Riggins was thrilled.
Okay. Come to me.
All right. So how does all this go? Is it just a listener?
No, it's someone. So this is how it started. On Monday, I posted something on my Instagram. It was like a cute little Martin Luther King cartoon with a quote on it. And the quote said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And someone that I don't know.
I thought that
know,
was Ric Flair who said that.
It was Ric Flair.
screenshotted it and then posted it and tagged me in it, and it said, "I hate hating A-O's. Practice what you preach. Spread more love and less hypocrisy."
Now, oh. And you don't know this person?
I don't know this person. So I looked at her Instagram.
She called you a hypocrite.
She called me a hypocrite. So that's how I took it.
Yeah. And a hoe.
Yeah, practice.
And a hoe. Oh, and a hoe. I forgot about that.
I hate an A-hoe.
Practice what Dr. King preached is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know this girl. I go to her Instagram. Never have. I don't even think she lives in Charlotte. She lives in New Jersey. So I go and I'm like, okay.
Charlotte is where we live. Listen to us in another state. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Well, what? Who could this girl be connected to? Like, why is she tagging me in this? Turns out she's friends with this girl who dated. Do you guys remember that guy that I told you that wanted to come over and bring his PlayStation over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So the girl that dated him. I don't know how I came on this girl's radar or whatever, but the girl that he used to date, I guess, started looking at my Instagram page the last couple of days and has been watching my story, and then must have told this girl something and she posted it. So I blocked the girl. Now her friends are looking at my story.
Mm.
And she posted a screenshot of a conversation between her and I think the guy, saying that she was like, "Are you sure you want me to spare your little friend?"
And you haven't done anything to this person.
I don't even know her. I've never met her ever.
See, and it would be understandable if it were a listener. You know, I have a lot of listener haters. Well, I say a lot. I mean, a lot. But this is a personal thing.
Yeah, I mean, right? This I don't is some, know her.
Yeah, this is some real girl drama.
Yeah, because especially because you don't know who it is.
I don't even know.
So,
her.
What was your advice, Riggins?
I'll tell you what, I gave her advice. Mm-hmm. I said, it'll be tempting to fire back and call this girl every name in the book, mm-hmm. and find out who her friends are and, mm-hmm. you know, yell at them. The best, smartest thing you can do is to totally ignore it.
Yep.
Because there's nothing better, there's no better comeback than to act like, "I didn't even see it."
Yeah.
You're not even remotely on my radar.
But that she knows that she's been blocked.
Well, yeah, now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when did you do that?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so but you haven't responded to
her. No, I haven't responded, okay. And I won't.
Yeah, again.
That's my advice.
Yeah, I'm not even time to deal with this block. See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you? You're not, you know, in my world, I'm not going to let your negative feelings about me bring me down. Because I don't know you.
I don't know you. I'm not worried about you. You're not on my radar. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I blocked her is because I just don't want someone with ill intent looking at everything that I'm doing. Because it's like, I know you're looking at it because you're being nosy, and I don't like that, so I'm just going to block you.
I want to know what you did to the girl.
I didn't do anything to her.
Oh, okay. Well,
she's just hating for no
reason.
They
don't just act out like that from another state if you hadn't done something. that's what we need to get to the bottom of.
I think she's just being a bully for her friend.
I will say that's legit, though. That's like legit having a hater.
Yeah. Don't even know her.
Maybe she's trying to hook up with that guy, and she's trying to show off. Like,
well, she used to date him, so I don't know if he. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. But
Is he worth all that?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to fight. Like, I'm not even interested.
Yeah. And you didn't have any type of relationship with him? He just wanted to come over and bring his Nintendo, and you just said no, that's...
Yeah, I mean, we hung out a couple of times, but no, I was never like, bring your PlayStation over. That never happened. Yeah. And it was only for a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever.
I wonder if he talks about you.
Yes. He must have.
He must.
He must have.
Like trying to make her jealous. Yeah, or make her friend,
Yeah, she's
jealous.
Just sick of hearing about you.
Because there's no way I would have popped up on her radar in any way, shape, or form. Right.
But she goes on, practice what you preach.
Practice
you
what
hoe,
you preach. And... Hating
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound like something that would come from Dr. Martin Luther the King Jr. Her response, yeah. She needs to practice what Dr. King preached.
Yeah.
Let's call her.
Let's call her right now.
Elite podcasters use RadioButtonNetwork.com to find all their podcast resources. More Ace and TJ coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's another Ace and TJ show personality profile. Riggins.
Maybe I'm cheating on her, but she's in the hospital and I'm lonely.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Hey, we never genuinely brag on ourselves on the show. We do it sarcastically, like making fun of people who are arrogant and brag on themselves. But yesterday's edition of Share Funny, the podcast, was hilarious. I mean, it was, as Andy Griffith would say, it was extra good. It was extra good. So if you didn't hear that yesterday or whatever, it's still up there. You can download it, and then we'll have a brand new one today. Yeah, I mean, I'm brand new.
Hey, you acting brand new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ace and Riggins, y'all are both TikTok boys.
Okay.
That's what I said. I mean, y'all dance together on there, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. TikTok boys.
So I guess y'all have seen the story of the girl who had the DNA test. And it went virile because she had the DNA test. And then coming to find out her dad that she thought was her dad is not her dad. And her dad, her real dad, is a billionaire.
Wow.
You believe it, Riggins?
No, I don't. I don't. It's a good story, though.
It's a good story. But so many of them now, they're all set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
because how would they know that was her dad just by her DNA test without having the estranged dad's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
The Dinah. Do you expect a billionaire's child to be super good looking?
No?
Yeah, okay.
I do.
I do too, for some reason.
Really? Well, if they live with the money, but she may be poor as a church mouse.
Yeah.
You know, but once she gets in with what?
She likes that one.
She never heard that one. Church mouse.
Poor as a church mouse.
So if she were to have a relationship now and get some of that money, then she could afford to go, you know, get the best hairstyle and the best makeup and learn how to dress, like a Kardashian, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That helps in making someone pretty. But if you're just poor and you have a billionaire father that you don't even have a relationship with, yeah, you could easily not be attractive.
Yeah. Did you hear did it have the follow-up that she tried to meet the dad and brought a letter and went to his work? And once he found out her last name, once it clicked with him, he didn't want to meet her.
Right. So now there's no proof of any of it because he won't meet her. She can't put him on video with her on the tick or the talk.
Neither of them.
Yeah. There won't be any videos of them, you know, dancing to The Weeknd on TikTok.
Yeah.
So
newly found dad.
What a kick in the pants, though. You find out
your dad's a billionaire and he won't see you.
Does he have other kids?
Or give you money.
Just think about this, the fact that he's just your dad. Take the billionaire part out. He's your dad and he won't even see you. So you find out then, hey, the guy I thought was my dad is not, and the guy who really is my biological father is a dirtbag.
Yeah, my biological didn't bother.
Yeah. Just a scum.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, won't even take the time to meet with her.
But
what a bad person.
I don't know. Did he give her up for adoption? I don't know the story. If he gave her up for adoption, is he still wrong if he doesn't want to meet her? Isn't that his prerogative?
Well, that's his prerogative. But this sounds like if he found out her last name, it's like, oh, no, I don't have anything to do with that. Then he remembers conceiving her. And he should
remembers that part.
Yeah, he remembers that part.
Oh. But maybe it's because
I just think no matter the situation, I just think you should at least, at the very least, she's your flesh and blood. You should meet her and spend time with her to get to know. Maybe it's only one time. I don't know. Just seems like the dignified, proper, right thing to do as a human being.
Yeah. Well, money doesn't make you sophisticated or moral. You know,
that's true. I mean, you're right.
But then again, I mean, I think the whole thing is made up. In my opinion, it's a whole thing to go virile and have, you know, gossipy stuff going on. Because if she comes back and produces a dad billionaire, then maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's so convenient to say he wouldn't see me.
Yeah.
So that's that. I guess I'll never get that money.
Yeah.
This is her?
Yeah.
Well,
kicking the pants.
She's cute, though.
She's like a little pixie fairy.
Yeah, she's cute. You don't think so, Riggins? Is that why you asked that about you expected her to be prettier? I think she's really cute. She's got pretty teeth. She's got those nose rings that are a little off-putting. Yeah. No offense, Alexis.
Plural.
You just want to talk about...
Shut up.
You just want to talk about what's coming up next now, Riggins, and move on?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
There's a lady that got fired from the Taco Bell because of what her job was before the political pandemic killed it. Wow. This is crazy. Coming up next.
You want funny? We've got Share Funny live starting at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the Ace and TJ button. Available at acetj.com, the Ace and TJ app, and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp.
when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Coming up on today's Share Funny podcast, recorded live starting at 9 Eastern on the Ace and TJ Button live stream at AceTJ.com and iHeartRadio.
Today is Bad Script Club Review Day.
Oh, yes.
It's not today?
No.
Oh, I thought it was today.
No.
I thought it was on Thursday. Oh, you don't have time, Regan? Okay. Well, then we'll find out how much other advice Riggins has given Alexis.
Yeah, we will take your pick, which one you want.
Because earlier she said she asked his advice over this girl that's hating on her. So,
what now? Turns out it suddenly has become Bad Strip Club Review Day.
Actually.
Yeah, I got time. I got
actually. So, there is a young lady who's working at a Taco Bell, and she started working there because her regular job got canceled because of the COVID. You know, COVID ran a lot of businesses out of business, and it hurt a lot of people. The fact that we were forced to shut everything down because of the COVID. And what her job was being a cam girl and doing adult shoots and things like that. So she would make money that way. She says that when the Taco Bell people, some of the coworkers, found out that that's what she used to do, that they complained, and then she got fired because of it.
What?
The Taco Bell says that's not why, but it's in Arkansas.
Yeah,
is that right? And there's you don't have to give a reason to fire somebody in Arkansas, so she would never know if that is why they fired her. They wouldn't have to tell her.
And a Taco Bell.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. What? Taco Bell? Come on.
Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say if her work on the internet were a fast food item,
right,
it would have to come from the Taco Bell dollar menu.
What? Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I see what you're saying.
Is there a picture of this person? I need to look it up.
Yeah, so. But there's a market for everything in that world, that underground world.
Well, apparently there's not one for her since she had to start working at Taco Bell.
Well, I know, because of the COVID and all that. But once all that's over.
It's just like the value menu.
Yeah.
You know. Sometimes that's all you got. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they work with everybody.
Right. But I guess she's been working there long enough to have really enjoyed, you know, getting that employee discount. Bless her heart. Well, have they started a GoFundMe for her?
She did.
Yeah, okay.
And her initial goal was $2,000 within, I think, a day and a half. She had raised $1,500 from the kind people on the internet. But in just the last 8 hours, she upped the benchmark, like the total, to $5,000. So now she's raising more money. She's already passed $2,000.
What?
Wow. People feel bad for her. She was fired for a job that had nothing to do with her work at Taco Bell.
According to her.
According to her.
Yeah, they said no.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, I guess we'll find out how much Riggins has donated.
Riggins and Now Trending next.
Coming up at 9, it's Share Funny Live on the Ace and TJ button. Available exclusively at acetj.com, the Ace and TJ app, and now on iHeartRadio.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenix, Neogenix.